Peaceful Army.
Peaceful Army.
Welcome to the podcast of the Peaceful Army.
What? Really?
And I'm not sorry.
What does it mean?
Oh my God!
Greta's gonna wreck my shit.
Yes, I'm obsessed with Greta Van Fleet, and what do you care?
I think I'll make this my entire identity.
That was not very Peaceful Army of you.
If you don't like it, you can fuck off!
Welcome to the podcast of the Peaceful Army. I'm your co-host, Lindsay.
I like that little, like, math rock song that you did there. I need that guy on TikTok to do, like, the drums when someone's talking. I need that.
Hi, everyone. Welcome.
Wait, you didn't say your co-host, Zoe.
Oh, hi, everyone. I'm co-host Zoe.
Now they know.
Coho Zoe's on a lot of medication because Coho Zoe is sick, so Coho Zoe's brain is fried, but when is it not? So,
but it's because you were traveling. You're getting over your sickies from traveling.
I was traveling. I missed the boys by a day.
Dude, so sad. And they're on something right now. That would have been so cool if you would have seen them.
I would have seen them in Munich with Jake with his little twirl.
Oh my god, dude. They have been, so maybe that's the thing we need to get off the plate really quick right now, is that they have been doing a number on the fans lately in Europe, and it's so exciting, but I'm also like going insane.
Yeah, the FOMO is for real right now.
It's so real. It's so, so real.
Every video I see, I want to claw my eyes out because I don't want to be that jealous person, but I am becoming that jealous person because I'm like, oh my god, are you kidding me? Built by Nations and Broken Bells?
Yep.
And shout out to that one fan who got us Runway Blues.
Runway Blues, yeah. You can kind of tell even in that moment that Josh was like, oh wow, we're gonna give him Runway Blues too, huh? Okay, all right. It's just how the cookie crumbles. But I wasn't, when you were texting me and saying all that stuff, because I was at school doing my job, and I wasn't watching what was happening when they were like blowing up and doing all this crazy stuff and giving people like snippets of, you know, everything. And then you were talking about like, oh, I'm so like, oh, I just wish I was there, blah, blah, blah. And I was so able to be like, it's fine. It's whatever. It's so good that they get to like listen to it. Then I thought about, if that had been Stardust Chords.
Yeah.
I don't think I could handle it. And I don't want to be that person. I don't want to be it. But if it's Stardust Chords, I am going to be it. Because I checked with the other Gresties and I don't think they've played it yet. So there's possibility. But
yeah.
Please. Please.
They will have to wait until the next leg. That's all I'm saying.
They're going to have to. And I think it would be a beautiful addition. And they've played Broken Bells, what, twice, three times now?
Twice.
And I have a feeling they're going to keep it in because the pyrotechnics are popping off. So.
Yeah. I agree. I think we have one more show as of now. And I think it's coming up on Wednesday. I think that's the last show. So I'm holding my breath because, guys, there is so much we have to talk about. And so we've been really diving into, like, catching everybody up with our theories on the previous albums, characters, stuff like that. But we've been neglecting maybe a little bit of what's been going on in this Starcatcher era. So that's kind of what we're trying to give you this episode. So this will basically be a giant news episode. It's just all news of what's going on mixed in with some theories that we have about Starcatcher. Because it's so, like, up in the air about
it's all happening now. Like, it's like, yeah, we're like boots on the front line. Like, this is happening and something, we don't know what, but we have ideas. So
it's going on and it's happening. And I'm a little scared, if I'm going to be honest. So I don't know what to think about it. Mm-hmm. Every time I see a postcard, I get a little like scared. So
excited,
I don't,
but scared.
Yeah. Excited but scared because I don't know what it means. So
I'm Delulu in my brain, and I don't check the mail. My roommate gets it, and she hasn't gotten it in a while because she's been with her parents. And I'm like, what if I just have a postcard sitting in there, and I am the one weak link that hasn't shared my postcard?
I went away again this weekend. I traveled home, and I was texting my boyfriend, and I was like, "Did you check the mail? Did you check the mail? So I'm just, I don't think I'm actually going to get something, but no, it's nice to think about it.
This is not necessarily something I even wanted to talk about, but I've been thinking about it. I'm like, I enjoy the fact that they try to pick out people who have been to a lot of shows, and they try to make sure that they get things out to people who they know are going to disseminate information, right?
Right. Which
we would definitely do.
Yeah, we'll give everybody all the information. Everyone, don't worry.
Literally, we won't shut the fuck up about it. But I do wish they would sometimes just do it for like randos. And I do think they do that for like random people sometimes, but I don't know. Sometimes I wish it were a little bit more random, where I'm like, give everybody a shot, you know? Like, let's have everybody right. be part of it, not just the people who come to like every single show.
I think too, I think it's partly that, but also I feel like it's they're thinking about the people who would actually be like,
oh, actually give a damn yeah. about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, because there are probably a ton of people that sign up for their mailing list that maybe just want to go to a show for their friend or whatever. Yeah. And so.
You're right.
I don't know. But let's, shall we talk about the postcards first? Do we want to get into that? All right.
Yes. Because you were saying, okay, the last time that they did this in your theories, the last time they did this, what was the outcome?
So they were sending out postcards a few weeks ago, and they were giving tickets to fans in their hometown, which is awesome. I think that's super cool. So cool, guys. You definitely don't want to send me one of those.
Well, no, I feel like that was also pretty random too, right? Like most of those people were like super big Greta fans, but it was also kind of just like, hey, anybody and everybody.
Yeah.
So, okay, here's my take while you're pulling it up. If you haven't seen them, but you have seen, I don't know who would be listening to this that hasn't seen them, but just in case. If you have seen Batman 2022 and the little card that the Riddler makes, that's literally what this looks like. And I'm like, guys, what are we doing here? Like, you're on your Riddler shit and it's scaring me. I love it, but it's scaring me. You're on your
Riddler shit. Oh my God. They are.
They really are. They're scaring me.
they're scaring me a lot. Sorry, to get back to it. The last time they did like some sort of cryptic letters was I want to say it was between the point of meeting the master and the album drop completely, where they were sending out letters to fans with the track titles, which I think is like a super cool way to talk about, you know, what the songs are going to be. So they obviously use the mail to be cryptic little mother freakers, but does this mean anything now? I feel like they wouldn't just send it out for shits and gigs.
At the very least, they are trying to like stir up excitement for something, whether that's like the next American leg of the tour or something grander than that.
Yeah. Here, I finally have my things ready. Okay. Let's talk about this postcard. Well, I'd love to say a long goodbye. It's from One Way Blues, if you're not familiar off the top of your head. I feel like a lot of people's first reaction is going to be to panic and be like, they're breaking up, they're not going to make music anymore.
No.
And I don't think that's the case.
Incorrect.
I think long goodbye, he says, well, I'd love to, but the next lyric is, but I don't have the time. So it's not anything serious, guys. But saying, like, maybe a short goodbye would be the period of time between this Europe leg and the U.S. leg. So maybe that little goodbye period is them stirring something new up.
Which Farewell For Now could also be talking about. I think that's absolutely valid.
Yeah, of course. All right, next postcard we have is, this is not in order. I'm just breaking them all down. Mm-hmm. Let the world know my name.
I am the Archer.
I can't sing right now because my nose is so stuffed, but I'll let Lindsay sing for me.
They don't want to hear me.
Well, you're the actual talented singer, so.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Let the world know my name. It's very like, history has its eyes on you. Like, it's very much like, okay, this is the musical moment. They're really like, they're really milking these. I really like how they're doing this.
Do you think it's just like Josh's favorite line from each song and he just really wants to cheer with everybody?
It could very well. That's the thing is like when it comes to this shit, I'm like, I don't know how much I want to like put my emotions into trying to figure it out. Like it is a Riddler scheme because it could very well just be like, I like that one. Here you go.
And I'd be like a little bit more like, ooh, it's cryptic if like one letter was in a different color, but it's just like, a postcard with a lyric.
It's a postcard. And it's always the same postcard, right? I think it is.
Yeah, same background and everything.
I would simply die if I got that, but yeah, it is interesting.
Yeah. I think I would, yeah. I don't know what I'd do. It would be detrimental to my mental health. Okay. Next one. This is from Waited All Your Life. We won't lead you astray. Okay.
That's not an. That's not like a intuitive lyric either. It's like, what is, what? What is,
huh? I know, when I first read that, I was like, what song is this from?
I had to be like, we won't. I saw a lot of people on Instagram being like, oh, I thought it said ashtray. Like, no, people don't actually know this lyric very well. Which, I don't know if that's just because people aren't listening to Waited All Your Life, or it's just like not a well-known lyric.
Yeah. It is kind of like, the thing about these lyrics, I think, except maybe the Archer one, is like they only show up once in the songs. Yeah. So yeah. It's like very like, it's not part of the chorus or anything. So
it feels intentional.
It does.
I'll say it.
That's was my thought. We won't lead you astray. That's nice that they won't.
Thank you so much.
Thank
liars.
You guys.
You liars.
You liars. I've been led astray many times, gentlemen.
Many times. You guys like messing with my mind.
Guys, stop leading me astray. Oh.
They're promising from this moment forward. And then they said, actually, screw that. Here's another postcard, which is what?
The next postcard is, I have known no other master.
She has been the only one.
She has. Go off, queen. Yeah.
She's been the one the entire time, which yeah. I love that line and that they've changed it to she because that solidifies for me who the master is and that she's been there the entire time and that our characters are correct.
I just have to say, guys, I have been on a deep dive of magic and esotericism and all of this stuff now. I have been reading about it like crazy. Not that I'm in search of necessarily stuff for Greta, but just through research, it has really actually kind of clicked with me. And I was like, this stuff is really interesting. So I'm reading this book that it's all about like the hermetic I don't know why I can't spell when I'm on camera. Hermetic. That sounds right. Hermes, yeah. That guy. Uh-huh. It's all about his teachings. Uh-huh. And basically they're saying he is the father of alchemy and all of his principles are the masterwork, similar to how the Philosopher's Stone is the masterwork. And it's all about like becoming yourself and like following all these principles and rules and all of this stuff. So maybe the master also isn't a person, guys. Maybe the master is achieving your own higher self.
I think 100% the master as a character is like all encompassing in a way. Like that they're like divine in some sense. They're not a physical entity. But I do love that the physical entity that they've decided to like cast as this character is a woman and is a she. I do like that. I very much am on that line. Like, oh yeah.
I know. It is really cool. Like, God is a woman.
God is a woman, and so is the master, and Josh said it, and there you go. And now it's canon, and it's Bible.
It's canon.
I realized I forgot a postcard, so I threw it down here. Here's the trouble with seeing double.
Okay, and let's get into it, because what does that mean? I know we keep saying we want to have a whole podcast episode about, like, just their random lyrics that don't make a ton of sense. What does that mean? What are we talking about? Seeing what as double? People? Twins? Moons?
Albums?
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 They keep mooning us every night. I don't know. Like,
I don't. Jake being kind of blind.
What? Wait, what?
Seeing double, like you can't see.
Oh, wait. How is Jake? Hold on. I didn't know this was the case. Does Josh just not wear glasses?
I don't know. I think Jake's our prescription sunglasses that he wears all the time, and that's why he's always wearing sunglasses.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Danny's are not. He's on an Amazon shit. He's probably got 20/20 vision. He's a Greek god, so it makes sense.
It's true. It's true. I showed my little sister Danny, and she said that she'd really want to hang out with him. She said she thinks he would be funny.
She was so cute because she immediately got, like, bubbly and giggly when she saw him, and I'm like, me too, girl, me too.
I know. She wouldn't let me put it in the TikTok, but I was like, who do you think's the cutest? And she was like, Danny.
She's so real for that. She's so real for that.
My favorite thing is me showing her frat boy Josh and then showing her current Josh, and she was like, that's Josh.
That's Josh. I was
like, yes.
Yeah, she's like, it is.
Oh.
He's gone through a lot of different changes, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he has. His hair. I think his hair is the most notable change, for sure.
I love every version. I love Josh. I love you every way, shape, and form. I love you so much.
All hail.
All hail. I am in my Josh hours. We all know I've been on a Jake binge for a while, but I've since come back to my home in Josh Kiska.
Yeah, you just give it a few days. You're going to be back.
I mean, well, it'll take a week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just wait till Wednesday, because I feel like something,
I don't know,
something's happening. All right, here's the trouble with seeing double. Let's get back onto it. A lot of people speculating double album. We've had many hints about a double album. Danny has said they have something lined up next. Could he just be New Boots goofing us? Probably.
Be New Boots goofing. He could. And Sam says a lot. I feel like he is often the arbiter of chaotic news. And I think he's mentioned it before, but he's also mentioned, like, we're not really ready. And I'm like, Sam, I don't know. I don't know what to believe from you.
I don't know if I should believe you. Yeah, I don't know. Because he's, like, he's a little silly sometimes, you know? He's a little silly guy. Mm-hmm. Okay. Another thing I feel like we should talk about, and I'm so sorry I'm, like, clicking around, but I'm just trying to make sure I get everything in here that needs to get in here. Let's talk about the windows.
Yes.
Josh's
yes,
windows.
I love
them. Because you know me. You know I love theories. Mm-hmm. By the way, I don't know if I sent it to you on TikTok, but Danny confirmed that the symbol on his arm is the alchemy symbol for Earth, which we talked about after our episode last time when we weren't recording.
I think I knew that, but had forgotten he actually told everybody what it was.
Yeah.
Cool.
Listen, guys, the alchemy thing is clearly strong with them. And it's just fueling some thoughts in my head. If you remember episode, what was it, 3, where we talked about Battle at Gun's Gate? There's 5 elements, technically, with alchemy: water, fire, earth, air, and ether. And I think that each of Josh's windows ties into one of those elements.
It's true. I can see no other way, because we had said for a second it's spelling out Starcatcher World Tour.
Mm-hmm.
but that's not seeming to, where's the extra S gonna be, right?
Yeah.
Is he just posting to have places to post himself? Well, not, I mean, not that that's not true, but it does seem to be connected. And then they come out with their own little personality test, their own little Spotify personality test, which I'm mm-hmm. mad that they haven't taken yet. I thought for sure the official
that they would have posted.
Yeah, tell me what you are. Come on now, guys. I want to know. I want to know what you are, and I want to know if I'm the same as you.
I know. You know which one I haven't seen? I haven't seen anybody with fire.
I'm wondering.
And I was even looking at Electric Tomb, and I don't think I saw anybody that had fire as their element. So I'm wondering if that's a really chaotic and rare music taste.
Maybe it's just a kind of taste that a lot of people who listen to Greta wouldn't listen to. I feel like I have a pretty rounded, like, I mean, it's not that rounded. It was mostly indie pop and rock. But yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen a ton of that either. I thought it was going to be a little bit bigger. I love personality tests and stuff. I wanted all the Gresties to be talking about it, but I feel like it had a second and then it just went away.
I'm going to jump back into this really quick just to wrap up my thought. Mm-hmm. So I think somehow these all tie into it. I don't think it's spelling Starcatcher World Tour anymore. It just made sense because the SCW, but now there's another S. So unless S is title of their next album, so it's S and S World. I don't know.
We cannot know for sure.
We cannot. So I tied each one of these windows to a element. And I think we could also make the argument that each of the albums have some sort of tie to an element. Obviously, Through the Fires would connect with fire. Mm-hmm. Starcatcher is very ether. It's very spiritual, kind of in this purgatory state. Earth is giving Anthem of the Peaceful Army, mm-hmm. Marching on the Land. Mm-hmm. And then I don't know necessarily if Battle at Garden's Gate would fit in with air.
I'm going to have a little bit of pushback in flip-flop battle with Starcatcher because the shimmer, to me, reminds me a lot more of the Sands of Time. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
And then the Stardust window would go with Stardust Chords. And if we're saying at the end of Battle at Garden's Gate, we've ascended, makes sense that you'd be ascending into the Stardust window. You know what I mean?
You're so great. I think either way, I think those four elements are taken in some way. I think the only one that has no
water.
Water.
I want that so bad because that would make the concept of Starcatcher so much cooler. If there was like a double concept of like, here's the desert, here's like the here's all the arid like nothingness,
yes,
and
yes,
the water
yes.
comes in and like fulfills that, because mm-hmm. it does feel a little bit undecided, like we've like mm-hmm. gotten only half of the story.
Yeah, wouldn't that be so cool? And I don't know if you guys follow me on my personal TikTok, but before I even started this podcast, I was just making some theory videos on my own, and I talked about the pictures that they were taking at the See Here Now Fest. They were taking some down by the beach, and somebody posted on their story, taking album covers with Greta Van Fleet. And there's been, like, things people saying, like, oh, it's just a joke, like, that whole text was a joke, like, it's nothing, they weren't doing that. But they were by the water.
Yeah. I think it could be something, but I also think it could have just been like
New Boots goofing, right?
Even just like other promo material, you know what I mean?
But we haven't seen it, and it's been months. That happened in September.
True, but those outfits that they were wearing, we've seen photos of, right?
Yeah, they were wearing their tour outfits.
Yeah. I don't know that they would be that loose with that. That's the only pushback that I have. I don't know that they'd be that loose with like allowing people to like photograph them if they were creating the next chapter of their own, like, work. You know what I mean?
That's true.
I don't know, though. But if you... I don't know.
Wait. This could literally mean nothing, but I was thinking about the sand, and I was like, where does sand also go with? The beach, water.
I think, if nothing else, the aesthetic of Starcatcher would be incredibly complemented by the element water. And they're clearly very into elementalism, alchemy. It makes sense, right? And this is, okay, you know what's very fascinating is that this is not connected to Greta at all, but that woman on TikTok, is it Erin Claire? Or mm-hmm. Erica Claire?
The flautist?
The flautist that made the intro to The Archer. To me, that's very water. Like, that sound is just very, like, peaceful and, like, flowing, and I see blues and just, like, nature, like, healing kind of, like, colorful, like, imagery, right? And that just complements the sound that they're going with for Starcatcher so well, I think, because it's very, like, cutting, I feel like. Yeah. A lot of the melodies in The Battle at Garden's Gate are, like, it's very melodically pleasing, and when it is more intense is in the guitar solos, but for Josh's voice and Starcatcher, a lot of the melodies are lined up more with the hard cutting guitar, and it seems like that might be just a mood shift in, like, the characters and what they're experiencing, because now they're experiencing more, like, intense emotional happenstances. Yeah. But it could also be, like, something along the lines of it's about to complement, like, the release that's about to happen, if that makes any sense. I want that really bad.
Me too. I want a blue-colored album, too.
I feel like that
would just look so cool. But
anyways. There's been a lot of fire and fury with this album. It'd be so nice if we had a nice little, like, watery, like, moment.
Mm-hmm.
Be cool. And
I think they could do a lot with water, because water isn't always calm.
No, not at all.
So.
These are cool. Greta needs to hire us. If you're running out of ideas, guys, call us.
Yeah, call us. We got ideas for you to be cryptic. I'm reading all the books now. I got it, guys.
I feel like you are one step behind them, truly. Like, with all the research that you're doing, like, you're on to something. You're smart.
And I'm not even doing it just because of them. It just started because I read The Alchemist, and then I was doing, like, all that research, and I was like, this medieval history is so cool. Like, we never talked about the, like, secret sciences and stuff like that in school. But if you guys want to, like, get into it, there's so many resources, and, like, Crash Course has been my savior. I love Crash Course. So I've been watching a lot of Crash Course videos about all of this. And I got this little book. It's like 200 pages. I don't have it near me, but it's about the Hermes teachings and all of that. And it's really interesting. And apparently where, like, a lot of religious beliefs started from, which is kind of really cool. And I never knew about it. Okay. Back to it.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there anything you want to talk about before I pull up other points? Or do you want me to pull up my points and we can talk? Or not points, pictures.
You were going to pull up visualizer pictures, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I'm ready. I've been ready since day one of these visualizers coming out. Me just looking at them going, what does it mean?
Yeah, literally, what does it mean? What is in that sphere? I'm zooming in real close.
If this one is from which one, remind me?
This is from Waited All Your Life. Just looks like a big water droplet.
Yeah, I mean, it's clearly, they're clearly trying to connect Waited All Your Life to the, you know, entity of, like, water.
Yeah.
So that's connected somehow. I'm not sure why. But the forest also reminds me of the forest where they're burning the stuff in
through the fires
video.
Oh, yeah, that too.
I think it's the same forest. Here's my tea. Same forest. They've gone back to the same forest with Master, and now they're burning a thing. I don't know.
Now they're just burning shit.
It's like
there goes Josh being a pyrotechnic guy again.
Mm-hmm. They're all, you know that Boy Genius lyric, in another life we were arsonists. That's them.
I do not. I need to listen to Boy Genius. We know this.
You need to get in a Boy Genius. Hey, every Gresty out there who is also in a Boy Genius, go bully Zoe so that she'll get into my other favorite band.
Guys, I'm scared of another Hyperfixit. Can you see my life right now? Do you see this? Do you see what happens when I like a band? Do you see this problem? I got a
you can't stop
candle
it.
Of Jesus himself.
Yeah. It is. It's him. Oh my god. Listen, it's gonna happen one day. It'll happen soon.
Mm-hmm. I know. I'm just pushing it off as long as possible. But I know once I come and see you, it's just gonna be...
It's gonna be crazy. It's gonna be so, so good, dude. Y'all, we're gonna have a live episode for you at some
yes!
point.
In a month, guys.
In what, 36 days?
31!
Oh! Oh my god. Guys,
yeah, today's the 3rd, so we're a month away.
Oh. Oh my god. So we actually haven't physically met in person. That is crazy to a lot of people, but it's true. And we're going to party it up. It's going to be great. I got this bitch to come to the Midwest in the middle of January, and that is crazy, but...
Yeah. It's going to be fun, though. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited. And I keep telling my boyfriend, I'm like, I know I'm going to expect Lindsay to be tall when I get there, but I know she's not tall. Tell me in the comments, guys, does Lindsay not seem like she has, like, tall energy? Because what? Every time she's like, I'm not tall, I'm like, yes, you are.
I promise you I'm
I know, you're shorter than me.
I am.
And I'm short, so.
You think about the twins, right? Like, when you see the twins, you're like, aw. But then you actually see them next to, like, a genuinely tall woman, and you're like, oh, that's me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Anyways, anywho. Next visualizer.
I love this one. It looks like Sam to me. That's Sam to me. With the dogs? Yeah. Come on now. It's wolves.
Especially with like what he was wearing in the mm-hmm. promo shoots and the Meeting the Master video.
Yes.
It's giving Sam and Rose.
Mm, exactly. 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 And it's the same, like... to me, it seems like the same wolves from the other video. And I really like that. I like how there's nothing, like, it's not necessarily, like, esoteric or, like, what the fuck is that water bubble, right? To me, this is, like, more along the lines of what I originally thought Starcatcher was, which is just a campaign story. Then I realized that, oh, the entire thing is a campaign because they're nerds and they do that. And they're inspired by Lord of the Rings. Yeah. But that to me is just like a really beautiful shot because that's exactly what I envision the song to look like in my brain.
Yeah. Frozen. They need to put that back on the set list.
I know. I would really vibe with it. That bass.
Anyways.
It's very bass heavy. The
it is.
It's a Sam song and I think he needs his moment.
Yeah. Oh my god, it's a Sam song. It's Sam there.
Sam song.
Sam song. Okay.
Danny's song. I think Danny's the archer. But then again, that's a woman on the horse. But then again.
Is it, though?
I've been bullied into thinking it's a woman from people on TikTok. People say it's the master. And I'm like, I mean, it does look like they have, like, a slight frame. But they also.
But Josh has a slight frame.
Josh does have a slight frame.
It's definitely the same horse from the Meeting the Master video.
Definitely the same horse. I think it could be Sarah.
I think it could be too. But is Sarah the archer?
I think Sarah is not the archer. I think Sarah was affiliated with the archer in a loving relationship, and then she died. Mm. So maybe she was an archer at the same time as him.
Maybe.
I'm just wondering here, is this white hair or a hood?
See, I thought it was a hood, and then everybody bullied me into saying, no, it's hair. And I was like, fine, but also...
It's a sharp bang, if that's a... If that's hair. That's a...
Listen, I get it, but...
It looks like we're following them. I don't know what that means, but we're like, they're not coming towards us. We're like following them, you know?
That's why I would think the master, because that's kind of how her character is. But then I'm like, okay, the other thing that makes me think the master is like, this clearly is inside the garden, right?
Yeah.
It's inside the garden. And it also looks like, can you go to the meeting the master one as well? It looks like the same cathedral from Meeting the Master. Like, it looks like similarly built, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it looks like just from a different perspective and at a different time. Like, almost identical.
The pillars are a little different, but again, like you said, it could just be a different angle.
I think it could be further on in time. Like, that is after... a certain amount of time when nature has taken over this space.
Yeah.
I think.
But why?
I don't know, but it reminds me a lot. Did you watch the Narnia movies? Or did you read the books?
Mm-hmm.
So when the kids are, you know, they come back to Narnia after having like lived an age there, and they go back to Cair Paravel, and it's like their home is just like decimated ruins. Because it's been like hundreds, thousands of years. That's what this reminds me of. Like somebody returning to the same space, but like it's now it's totally different because it's millions of years later or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, I yeah, it's very interesting me to think like what point of time, because we talk about this all the time. What time is Starcatcher in?
There is no time. All exactly. Time is Starcatcher time. Starcatcher time is nothingness. There's no...
This is why I believe it's some sort of purgatory. I think maybe each character is experiencing their own purgatory, and that's why they're seeing everything differently and in different times.
I agree. And I think there's multiple. I don't think there's one per... Boy, I think there's a lot of storylines being told here.
Yeah. I was thinking about this too. Bring in the seeds, a garden must grow.
Mm-hmm.
Like the decimation of war and having to recover from that.
Mm-hmm. But it's also, they're talking about like, so the infantry vines, like if growth for the sake of growth can also be detrimental, right? Like oil rigs are trying to like produce more of something of capital, and that's also wrecking us, whereas this looks like beautiful growth, right? So there's like two different kinds of growth that they're talking about,
and it's hard. Age of man and age of machine.
It's hard to tell though which ones we're ever talking about, because they kind of both go back and forth.
Yep. Yeah,
it's beautiful. Okay,
I'm gonna go right to this one just because I feel like Sacred the Thread is kind of the big outlier, so we'll go to that one after.
Can we talk about, though, and I know you want to talk about this too, color theory in this?
Mm-hmm.
Because the white, to me, is like, it's purity, but it also reminds me of like an estate sale and like things that are covered up of like a dead person, right? Like,
yeah,
it's representative of like life and growth and purity, but then also it looks like this is totally covered up, like it's been forgotten and like dead, essentially.
Yeah,
to me.
Yep. The garden has been forgotten, question mark.
Maybe they're just painting.
Yeah, maybe they're just doing some quick renovations. No worries. Wait, what is up there?
I don't know, bro, but it's very clearly a cathedral, right? Like, it looks like it's the Starcatcher sign, you know? It's got to be the Starcatcher sign, right? Yeah. It's got to be the Starcatcher A.
Yeah.
I just want to see all of it. I want all of it. This world is so rich, and they only give me, like, this much. I'm like,
I need it all, guys.
All of it. Ugh.
Yeah. It almost looks like this figure is kneeling, like praying.
And that's true. And when I first saw it, I was like, it's the master, and he's sitting there cross-legged. But then I also thought, the only other person that we see represented in all the other art that Greta has seen us that's covered like that, that's crouching low, is Danny on the, like, bottom promo. Of the, yeah, on the promo, like, yeah. In the bottom. He's got, he looks the same, just with a different, you know,
shroud. He's got, a black sheer curtain mm-hmm. over him.
Mm-hmm. So it's yeah. reminding me of that, too. But then I'm also like, okay, who has a red cape? That's Josh and meeting the master. And this is meeting the master. So clearly that's the master.
Yeah, hold on. I have a still to show of mm-hmm. that.
Yeah.
And Josh vocalizing?
And isn't he always?
Yes.
I think that we didn't talk about this one enough when it first came out. I don't think that we gave enough thought to what they are looking like and what they're doing, specifically yeah. with the colors. Why?
All of them except Josh have red gloves.
Yeah. Which to Signified. Me symbolizes like they've have blood on their hands.
Mm-hmm.
They've, you know, done something to like take away that like purity. But then Josh is like, he looks like their little leader, like with his little
Red Riding Hood.
Mm-hmm. Little Red Riding Hood. He seems to be the one in direct communication with the master.
Yeah.
Because of that he scene does. At the very end.
Yeah. And I could pull that up.
Look at you. You just had this all almost of it looks right
like
there.
The light of God. Like,
mm-hmm.
coming down to earth and speaking to him. Very like Moses in the burning bush.
Burning bush, the Prince of Egypt scene. Literally, that's what I was thinking too when I watched it.
Oh my God, we have to watch that movie when we're together, by the way.
We do. And I, fair warning, I do not sing that entire movie. So
You have to sing have the to. Plagues at full you have volume. To.
You literally. Have to. And then the beginning when she's like, that it's so hard, my guy. That
Grassies, if you haven't watched that movie, go watch that movie. It's such an underrated DreamWorks movie.
Go watch it. Oh my God, it's so good. I'm a little bit skeptical about the new one they're trying to come out with. I don't know. Don't mess with perfection. Yeah. but yeah, Josh, the way that he is gesticulating to me is very preacher-like. But then he also is very clearly having, it's like a to be or not to be, like,
exactly, like a Hamlet, people. Kind of like holding.
Mm-hmm. He's, but he also like just kind of does that. But then he's very much like having a religious experience, and he doesn't have the red yet. So what does that mean? What does that symbolize? And then yeah, we
he
also
only wears the red in the fields
mm-hmm.
where they're walking. Are they walking away or towards something?
At and around the fire when they're meeting up with the master. She is, it looks like she's giving them an edict, and I don't know that Josh has the red cape at that point. I think maybe some of the boys have red gloves, but I honestly don't think any of them have red at that point. Maybe I'm wrong, but
I have to look closer. But I mean, just going back to this image, it's very clear. Let's zoom in on everybody. Long mm-hmm. red gloves. Mm-hmm. Red cape. Oh, Josh
no!
has one red glove.
Wait. I was thinking about that for 2 seconds. I was like, hold on. He did have a red glove at one point, but only one?
Only
on
his
the left? Oh my God. The woman
okay,
is
Okay, first of all, he's serving in this bodysuit.
Listen, he always does.
I love how Danny's got one foot in the air in this still that I got, but I'm going to go with it.
And then his little cape is so slay at the very end. The train of his wedding dress.
Hold on, I just need a minute here.
Mm-hmm. He's sleeping.
Yeah.
Don't bother him. Beauty rest.
Wait, is that
What is that behind him?
Black Smoke Rising?
I don't know. This image is interesting. Sorry.
I think that's edited it. That might be just like the next
an overlay. Shot. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I am flabbergasted by his one red glove.
Yeah, what does that mean?
What does that mean? Not the right hand. Maybe because he's the right hand of the master.
Wait.
Mm-hmm. You're the film major. Tell me, Zoe.
Oh, God.
What are colors representative of in videography like this?
Well, if you want my real stupid film analysis, right? You gotta consider all aspects of color in this image. Mm-hmm. First off, being the color grade. For those of you out there who may not know what that means, that just means like when you take video, it's very gray and flat so that a colorist can take it and kind of color the image however they wish. So they can make the greens really pop or the yellows really pop or mute colors, whatever. And this whole color scheme is very blue-green toned.
Sam has a red suit now.
I wish you wouldn't say that to me right now. What the?
Sam's suit is red. That wasn't just a haha goofy. That's something, right?
Lindsay.
Oh my god. Why is no one talking about this? We're talking about it. This just in, Gresties. We are literally hacking the mainframe.
I can't.
What does it
guys. Mean?
Oh my god.
Guys, I think we also need to discuss the Four Horsemen theory.
We really do, because look at them. They're clearly harbingers of something.
I have my little Wikipedia, because I love Wikipedia. We're going to talk about the Four Horsemen. The first horseman rides a white horse and carries a bow. Hey, does that sound familiar, guys? Does that sound familiar?
Hey. Interesting.
And it's given a crown as a figure of conquest. The second carries a sword. I don't think I have a picture of Jacob with his little sword.
We know Jake. But it's Jake's sword.
Jake has his little sword and rides a red horse as the creator of war, conflict, and strife.
I'm looking at it now. They do have the gloves, but Josh doesn't have the red cape around the fire when they're burning the crown.
Hmm. So. And notice how he's not, like, it's draped over him, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not something he's, like, actively wearing and putting on him. It's just kind of sitting on him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that means, but it feels like it means something.
Sorry, I cut you off from Four Horsemen.
That's okay. The third, a food merchant, rides a black horse symbolizing famine and carries the scales.
Okay.
That doesn't really apply to any of our men.
Unless
that I
you,
know of.
Unless, I mean, could you call a time turner a scale of time? I don't know.
Perhaps.
Mayhaps.
Maybe.
Sure.
And the fourth and final horse is pale. Upon it rides death, accompanied by Hades. Ooh.
Mm.
I don't know if any of them are embodying death, but
the master has a black cape. But that I think that the way that the like. Reaper, who we're going to go ahead and say is the master, has embodied death before, I think we can just go ahead and say she could probably also stand in for that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Guys. I think this is... And I'm going to... I know we're jumping all over the place, and this episode is going to be so chaotic, and I'm so sorry. I had to pull this image. Of course.
Of course.
Falling Sky is giving revelations, which is why I brought up the Four Horsemen in the first place. It's giving period after war and crazy times and stuff like that, you know, and so on and so forth. Thoughts, opinions.
I just am reminded of like spiritualism and how like circles are portals, and you know, you make a circle to.
Dude, I didn't even think of circles as portals.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just see that as like a ritual happening. Like that's a ritual, you know? Like something is being summoned. He's summoning the demon that overtakes him. I don't know. The jacket demon. He's summoning the jacket. Out of the sky is falling the jacket demon. No, the but like jacket. It is. It was like very. I couldn't tell if the whole imagery in the falling sky of his guitar burning was just supposed to be like, yeah, burning. Like, yeah, it's just supposed to be like cool shit. Or if it was like symbolic of something. It
right.
Who knows?
Wait. Do you think Jake is trying to also embody death in a way by wearing all black at the shows and playing with an all-black guitar?
I mean, yeah. Yeah. I would say, even if that weren't part of the story, I would say he's going for that because he's a little emo. I'm in love with an emo girl.
Okay, Machine Gun Kelly. or no, Willow. I'm sorry. Calm he's down, just going Willow. By... He's just going by Machine now.
Okay. Fuck him, but I love Willow Smith.
Okay. Last two visualizers, and then I have a wrap up.
Did note. You hear me just sigh so immensely at this photo?
At what?
I was just never mind. We don't have to talk.
Were you looking at Jake and sighing?
I was.
Girl, we don't got time.
We don't got time. We'll leave that to other Greta entities.
Sands of Time. That's all I gotta say about that one. And then we have this one.
This is so intriguing to me, and you know from day one, this one has been incredibly intriguing to me, and I don't know that any of my harebrained theories make any goddamn sense, but there's gotta be something connected to the Starcatcher being in the back, Starcatcher sign in the back, a white. But, like, clearly on the other side, you can see the Starcatcher sign, right? So it's like a white truce flag, but not. And then the back one, is that black or is it red? Because we've seen a red flag before, too, which was the one with Age of Machine on it, right?
Way to Dreams.
Way to Dreams. So.
It's not even the full A. It's just, like, an upside down B.
I think it. For all intents
it embodies
and purposes,
it enough.
Is.
But.
Yeah, I think for all intents and purposes, it is the Starcatcher A. But it's weird to me that like this is fully like unfamiliar architecture. Like we've seen what the gate looks like. We've seen what possibly inside the gate looks like. This is a freaking Roman Colosseum looking type thing.
Yeah.
With a storm.
It's giving Game of Thrones.
It's giving, like, the storm is on the outside. I thought the garden was supposed to be, like, Eden. I thought it was supposed to be beautiful. Why would there be a whole Roman Colosseum inside the garden?
Wait, have you seen Game of Thrones or you haven't?
No, I have not.
Okay. Spoilers out there. I mean, not really spoilers, but kind of like hints of things.
Sure.
If you haven't seen it, and if you have, let me know if this is giving you the same vibe. There's a few episodes where Khaleesi, Mother of Dragons, is in this like almost Babylon-esque place, and they have a big like pit like this where her dragons like fight people in. Or she's visiting some place and there's like a big dragon battle in a big coliseum like this. And I think they're supposed to be in, like, a utopia. So.
It also looks a little bit like the stands from the Quidditch pitch in Harry Potter.
It does. Aww.
Dragon Battle Game of Thrones. But you're this gonna is clearly
so many images.
Oh,
there's so many dragon battles.
A lot of dragon battles. Okay, all right.
And then now there's House of Dragons. So
okay, I'm gonna give up on that one.
If I could find it, I'll show it to you.
That was silly of me. You're right. That was really silly of me to just Google.
All
right.
I guess last thing. I didn't get pictures of it. That I guess is important at the Europe shows is the paper airplanes.
Yeah, I think they are pretty like new boots goofing, but I am jealous anyway.
Yeah. I don't think there's much to be worried about, guys, but I am also nervous that there's a theme with the messages on the postcard, or I mean on the paper airplanes. I see you watching you, like
creeps. I think they're just fulfilling the Riddler, trying to, get us all hype and whatnot. I don't think it necessarily has to do anything with, like, their ideas, but because apparently they can. If I were that kind of person, I know I would be doing that. Like, I know I would be, like, peeking out behind the curtain and stuff, but it didn't register to me that, like, oh, shit, like, they can probably see us being absolute fools, like...
They could see us being like, we're the barricade.
The barricade.
I'll be like, oh my god, I'm gonna see Jake Kiska. I have a fear of him. Like, as much as I love him, I have a fear of seeing Jake Kiska.
When Greta Van Fleet shows up at the Greta Van Fleet show that you paid a lot of money to see Greta Van Fleet.
Yeah.
It's Why terrifying. Are you here?
Where did you come from, guys?
I am so ready to see them, though. I know I'm going to flip out, but, like, I need to go back to church. I need to go to church.
Take me to church.
I wish. We were at that... We did go to church together. It just wasn't a Greta service. It was a Hozier service. And I need a Greta service.
That's still so crazy to me.
I am still so heartbroken that I just didn't walk right instead of left. If I would have walked right instead of left, but... My phone was on 2% and I had to call an Uber or else me and my sibling would have died in Nashville. So
yeah, it's okay though. Still got to see the same show that they did, which is pretty cool.
I did. And we experienced something beautiful together, but you know, when you can also experiencing something beautiful together is at a Greta concert and yes. I'm ready to go back. I'm ready to go back.
Yes. Ready for it. Only four-ish and change months.
I can count to when I'm gonna see you, but I can't count to Greta like that or else I'll go crazy.
Oh no, I have countdowns for everything on my phone because I need things to look forward to. So I have when I see you, I have St. Louis, I have Pittsburgh. There's an ad popping up on my stupid freaking ad.
I thought so. I was like, there's two voices. That's weird.
Yeah. See, I got Josh.
Gunch.
145 until St. Louis. Wow. 166 till Pitts. So
wow. Crazy. It's gonna be great. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be really good. I am having a sneaking suspicion that they're gonna do something on Wednesday, the last day of this Europe leg. We're gonna be like, we just recorded.
I know.
But look out for it, Gresties. You never know.
You're going to see our breakdowns on Instagram. We break down a lot, like mentally and also like breakdown as in like explain things. Mm-hmm. So you could follow us at Peaceful Army Podcast or on TikTok as Peaceful Army Pod. Mm-hmm. There we go. I did it, guys.
Good job.
Yeah. And if you like audio only, check us out on Spotify. I'm going to try to figure out how to get us on Apple Music. So stay tuned for that. But we love you guys.
Love you, Christies.
Next week, we're going to do the musical side of Starcatcher. So get excited for that.
We're ready. See you there.
Yeah. I need to go take some more cold medicine and... go the fuck to sleep. So,
me too. Farewell for now.
Farewell for now.